This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. The sponsor of this show is Tangible Investments. I want to make sure you know that Tangible Investments is a fantastic friend of the show, fantastic friend of Wayne Allen Root. This CEO, Silvano De Genova, has been my friend for about 15 years. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, featured in Fortune magazine. And he's the guy that was warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months before the Dow started to fall. And sure enough, he was on the money. You need his valuable advice. You need asset protection. If you're a qualified client who has bought gold or silver before and you have a receipt to prove it, Tangible will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible wants to prove to you that after you deal with Tangible, you will never buy from anyone else ever again. But, of course, they're not going to do that with every Tom, Dick, and Harry. They're going to do it with you if you've bought gold or silver and you are a qualified client and you got a receipt to prove it. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions that could show you how to protect your assets. Call now. 800-780-9000. Thank you. Tangible. New poll is out, and I agree with this poll 100%. Trump loses 43% of his base if the wall is not built. A new poll by Frontier Lab, I don't know who that is, by the way, found that Trump will lose nearly half his support if the border wall is not built. The poll of 2,700 Trump supporters found that President Trump will lose half his base, if the wall is abandoned. His base of supporters remains on his side, even supportive of his temporary deal with Democrats to end the partial government shutdown, but they're warning the White House they will mutiny if the border wall is not built. It's, let me see what this is. A new survey by Ear to the Ground, a project by the Frontier Lab, and they polled 2,700 Trump voters all over the country, and nearly half would abandon him if he fails to secure a border security funds. The grassroots activists represented in the survey were fundamental to the president's election. While they're still with him today, it appears the president better build a wall or his support will significantly suffer, said Mark Meckler, president of Citizens for Self-Governance. And while we're on that topic, of Trump supporters, here's an exclusive. Trump supporter booted off Frontier Airlines flight for the second time over saying "Make America Great Again." In 2016, Kenny Cool, I guess that's his real name. What a name, Kenny Cool. Hi, my name is Wayne Cool. Wayne Cool Roos. How are you? Is he smoking a Camel while he says it? Has he got his smoking jacket on? He's got a beautiful blonde in his arm? I'm Kenny Cool. In 2016, Kenny Cool was booted off a Frontier Airlines flight for saying "Make America Great Again." On Monday evening, it happened again on the same airline. While attempting to travel from Vegas back home to St. Louis, Cool was called a school shooter over his hat and says another passenger asserted that they want to kill the president. He was the only one escorted from the aircraft. Just like in the incident prior to the election, Cool had boarded the plane in a MAGA hat and said the infamous slogan. I board saying MAGA, Trump 2020, Roger Stone is an innocent man. And when I get to my seat, a guy said, hey, I like your hat. Then he said, just kidding. So I said, okay, well, let's make America great again. He responded by saying, yeah, until we kill him. Cool told the Gateway pundit. After that was when the lady chimed in, calling me a school shooter. Minutes later, I was escorted off the plane without explanation. The airline staff claimed Cool had been making threats, which he emphatically denies. What do you think you did? An airline staff member could be heard asking Cool on video after he was escorted off the plane. During the first incident, the staff claimed the Make America Great Again slogan made another passenger feel unsafe. Well, some say that he should have learned his lesson the first time. Cool maintains he did nothing wrong, has every right to actively promote his views. if someone was booted from a plane for saying Black Lives Matter, the liberal media would be rioting. Following the last incident, a Frontier representative defended the actions of the crew. We've reached out to them for comment about this latest video and received an automatic response stating the email address is only for use by working journalists, and they will reply as soon as possible to requests from accredited members of the media. The airline claimed no wrongdoing in the 2016 incident. Another passenger on the flight reached out and provided this reporter with photos and details about what he witnessed. He did not know Cool and had no connection to him prior to the flight. There was not one passenger that complained. It was all the flight attendant. She didn't like it when he said, "Let's make America great again." Even the other flight attendants didn't understand what happened. They stood behind my seat talking about having to write a report on something they didn't understand. The flight attendant made a scene over absolutely nothing is what the other passengers were saying. If you were on last night's flight and saw the incident, please contact the Gateway Pundit. Cool is now seeking legal representation and intends to file a lawsuit against the airline. You know, we live in such a strange time. What kind of a moron would kick you? Like, I hated Barack Obama. He is a slime ball. He is scum. He is an absolute horrible human being who used the IRS and the power of government to destroy people's lives, including yours truly, Wayne Root. Horrible, horrible person. He lied about Obamacare. He destroyed the healthcare system. He bankrupted the middle class. He created the worst economy since the Great Depression. He is the worst president in America's history. Terrible human being. But would I kick someone off a plane because they wore an Obama hat? No! Never! It's absurd. We live in an age where people do things like that. It's absurd. Absolutely absurd. And then you've got a talk show host like Stephen Colbert saying that it's insane that Trump wants a wall. Insane. And then to counter that, you have the Albuquerque Journal, a leading newspaper in New Mexico, publishing an editorial on Sunday urging the congressional delegation, which is completely Democrats, to compromise with President Trump and support his bid for a border wall. The Journal detailed the deadly situation on the state's border with Mexico, asking Democrats, how can anyone with a conscience let that continue? Right, exactly. I think because you have to be bought and paid for by the drug cartels. Both New Mexico's senators are Democrats. All three of their congressmen, as is the governor and the mayor of Albuquerque, all Democrats. The Journal editorial notes that Trump offered a compromise only to be ignored by Democrats not interested in negotiating on a wall out of spite. Rather than come back with a counter, the Democrats, including our own delegation, insisted on playing politics, rejecting out of hand because of their dislike of Trump. The Journal reports hundreds upon hundreds of migrants pouring over the Mexico border in remote areas in recent weeks. The Journal adds those crossings are dangerous to migrants, deadly for their children, and would likely be deterred by the wall or secure fencing proposed by Trump. The editorial also notes that cartels use the mass migrant border crossings as cover to distract overwhelmed Border Patrol agents while they smuggle drugs across the border. Of course they do. You'd have to have no common sense to not understand that the Democratic Party must be completely beholden to drug cartels. Must be. Has to be. Mitch McConnell says he's open whatever works. He's open to DACA, raising the debt ceiling. It will prevent another shutdown to keep Trump from declaring a national emergency. It looks like the leader of the Senate is now breaking with Trump, telling a reporter he's open to whatever works to keep from having another shutdown and to keep Trump from feeling like he has to declare a national emergency. That includes DACA, raising the debt ceiling, or comprehensive immigration reform. McConnell also says he supports new legislation to make government shutdowns more difficult. Basically say that DACA, raising the debt ceiling, and comprehensive immigration reform are all on the table. He doesn't want another government shutdown. He'll sell out to get it. He also clearly doesn't want Trump to declare a national emergency either. The only thing stopping him would be Pelosi being entrenched on border wall funding. If she's not willing to move on that point, then no matter how willing to sell out McConnell is and how many Democrats he gets to agree with him, she won't allow it to come to a vote in the House. So there you have it. That's the Democratic Party of today. Not interested in any kind of a deal. And then the Russian hooker. See, here's another example of Democrats, how stupid they are. There was a beautiful blonde Russian hooker, and her name was Anastasia Fashukakeviv. It looks like. I can never pronounce these Russian names. Fashukovich. There it is. Fashukovich. Anastasia Fashukovich. And she was arrested in Thailand last year for conspiracy to provide sexual services to a group. She's a real winner. To a group, what is it, like 20 men? She was released after serving 9 months behind bars in Thailand and departed to Mexico, where she was arrested for prostitution after she offered Russian collusion information on Trump to the FBI in exchange for helping bailed out of prison. Now, I remember this story, and I remember thinking how ridiculous it was, like she knows anything about Trump. And I remember thinking Democrats will probably jump all over it and say, oh, my God, she's got the facts that will lead to the impeachment of Trump. And now she admits that she made up the whole thing to save her life. She made up all the claims. She claims she had recordings of a Russian oligarch that would lead to Trump's connections to Russia. She claimed that she obtained these recordings while she was in an affair with the oligarch. She's now saying she made the entire story up to save her own life. I think it saved my life. How can I regret it? If journalists had not come at that time and that story had not come to newspapers, maybe I would be dead now. This is what you're dealing with. How do you believe anything anybody says? How do you believe a single word, like a new book is out now from a former Trump staffer? How would you believe a word that person says? You make millions of dollars by bad-mouthing Donald Trump. You don't make any money by defending Trump. None. There isn't any money to be made defending Trump. All the money is in going against Trump. Right now, at this moment, this second, if Wayne Root said, forget about it, I've turned my back on Trump. I think he's a criminal. He's corrupt. I want him to be impeached. I want him to go to prison. I've become a Democrat. I would make millions and millions and millions of dollars. They would welcome me with open arms, and I would be beloved by the Democratic Party and all their supporters. And they would cheer me, crowds of thousands. But I would never do it because I'm a loyal guy. And I know who the enemy is. The enemy hates America. The enemy is the devil. The enemy believes in communism and socialism, not capitalism. And I will always be a capitalist. All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Warren Allyn. I'll never abandon Trump as long as Trump doesn't abandon us. You got to get the wall, Donald. Got to build the wall. Got to fund the wall. Build that wall. MAGA.
Should old acquaintance be forgot? Now, if your New Year resolution is to be healthier, take it from me, Wyatt Cox. It all starts with a good night's rest. You know, my pillow changed my life. I could never sleep well in bed. But after my pillow, I now wake up feeling great. It's amazing what difference a good pillow makes. My pillow had an amazing offer on a 4-pack. Such a rare deal. The good news, they've extended their very best offer ever. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on their end of the year special. Here's what you'll find. The lowest price MyPillow has ever offered on their 4-pack. It includes free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. It doesn't get better. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end-of-the-year special, enter promo code USA. You'll get 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows for 1 low price. And remember, my promo code USA is good for anything on the MyPillow.com website.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
War now!
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Roots on USA Radio Network, coming up in about 45 minutes is my Newsmax TV show. Remember, it's twice a day now. It's 8 o'clock at night East Coast time, and then it repeats the next day at 1 o'clock East Coast. And you could also watch it in multiple places because it's not just on satellite or cable. You can watch it at NewsmaxTV.com and just press, click on Listen Live Now. Excuse me, Watch Live Now. Just like you can always listen to the show on USARadio.com and click on Listen Live Now. Or you can go get the app called Newsmax TV app for free on your phone and watch the show at 8 o'clock Eastern. So lots of good stuff going on. Hey, by the way, Trump-hating rhino Jeff Flake, I always predicted he was auditioning for a job on CNN. These guys are such bums, you know. But see, the deal is they're paid off by the globalists. They've got money in a Swiss bank account. They've got money in a Cayman bank account. They know their entire Senate careers are going to be ruined. And they know the minute their career is over, they'll either get a job as a lobbyist, or they'll get $1 million a year to put their name on a law firm if they're a lawyer, or they'll get a job on TV. And Jeff Flake, I predicted, would get a job on CNN. And I was right, but I was wrong. He got a job on TV. It wasn't with CNN. He joined CBS, CBS TV. CBS TV. And he's going to get to lecture Republicans for the next 24 months on CBS this morning. Unbelievable. He's decided against a run for president in 2020 because he's going to be on CBS from now on. And that's a big joke, right? He's decided against a run for president. You know, these people have egos that have no limit. I have a much better shot of being elected president of the United States than Jeff Flake. It's not even close. There isn't one Democrat that would ever vote for a liberal Republican who hates Trump. Not one. You get no credit for that, you moron. But There's not one Republican that will vote for you either. So you have no friends, you have no fans, you have no one on your team. No one. Zero, zip, zilch. It's just so dumb. I made this lecture in my on my radio show and also on my local Vegas radio show and also my Las Vegas Review Journal column. I made this comment and this advice so many times in the last couple of years to Dean Heller, our United States Senator. I said you cannot win. You cannot win if you're anti-Trump and you're a Republican because you won't get any Democratic votes, but you also now won't get any Republican votes. There's nobody who likes you. And he lost. And that was even after he came back and made believe he was Donald Trump's best friend in the world. Because it's so insincere that nobody believed it. So guys like Jeff Flake, yeah, you're going to be president. Oh, I've decided against running for president. There was no one that was going to vote for you. Remember when Joe Biden ran, I think he's run three times for president, I think. Maybe twice. And he was at 1% or less both times. And that's what Jeff Flake would have gotten, 1% in the polls. And then he would have dropped out. Instead, now he's going to be courageous. I'm giving up the role of a lifetime to be president so I could be on CBS TV. Yeah, you were going to be president. Yeah. Right. When hell freezes over. I love the headline on the front of Drudge Report right now. It's got a picture of Chicago, and the entire Lake Michigan is frozen. And it says Chicago's deepest freeze, coldest in a lifetime. Warning, don't talk. Midwest feels like negative 60 degrees. Incredible. Negative 60 degrees. And I talked about earlier in this show, this guy, Jussie Smollett. What kind of a name is that? What kind of mother names her son, Jussie? Like, were you expecting to have a dog and you were going to name him Lassie, but then a child came out and you named him Jussie? What kind of a name is that, Jussie? What kind of parents name a son Jussie? How bizarre. Jussie Smollett. And Kamala Harris, leave it to her. He is the actor from Empire who claims he was assaulted in Chicago at 2 in the morning last night by Trump supporters screaming something about MAGA, you're in MAGA country, and calling him the N-word and threatening to lynch, you know, basically to lynch him because they were carrying a rope and bleach. Well, were they planning to pour it on his skin and bleach him? I don't know. You know, it's 60 below zero or in that neighborhood, and you think people are out at 2 in the morning looking for a black celebrity to recognize to lynch. Right, okay. This is not one of those stories where they make something up to try and make themselves famous because they're mentally ill. So Kamala Harris comes along, the wonderful U.S. Senator from California, who got her job by being the girlfriend and lover of Mayor Willie Brown of San Francisco. And for having sex with Willie Brown, she got $400,000 in government-issued jobs. Willie Brown's a smart guy. Because most men I know who go after prostitutes, they pay them $100 here and $100 there, $500 here for a really good one. He said, heck, I'll pay you $400,000. It just won't be my money. It'll be government's money. So, you know, that was a smart move by Willie Brown. And it made Kamala Harris a future United States senator. Can you imagine? He could have sex with a guy. He pays you off with government contracts or government jobs with taxpayer money, and you one day wind up as a U.S. senator. That's a really good job if you can get it. That's fantastic. And she jumps on the bandwagon and says, this guy was attacked in Chicago. It's a modern-day lynching, except my guess is it never happened.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Testifying on Capitol Hill, U.S. Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats says North Korea, they're not giving up those nuclear weapons.
We currently assess that North Korea will seek to retain its WMD capabilities and is unlikely to completely give up its nuclear weapons and production capabilities. While we assess that sanctions on exports have been effective and largely maintained, North Korea seeks to mitigate the effects of the U.S.-led pressure campaign through diplomatic engagement, counter-pressure against the sanctions regime, and direct sanctions evasion.
Schools are closing and hundreds of flights have been delayed or canceled in the Midwest as they brace for record cold temperatures. The temperatures by themselves, air temperatures that is, could be 20 below zero with wind chills reaching 60 below zero. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Broadcasting
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. And by the way, thank God for my doctor suggest. People just, you know, they always think that you're just pitching something. You're promoting something. I don't think you really believe in it. Man, I believe in my doctor suggests because it saved my throat so many times when I felt the cold coming on or when I start to get a, you know, kind of a gravelly voice and lose my voice and I sucked on these lozenges and it saved me. And here's what happened today. So today, this morning, I'm taking my vitamins. You know, I'm a vitamin guy. I love vitamins. But I just got one caught in my throat. And it was a horrible feeling, and I tried to puke it back up, and it got stuck, like, in the middle of my throat, and it was scraping my throat, and I couldn't swallow it, and I couldn't get it up. I wasn't like I was choking to death. I just couldn't get it out of that weird spot in your throat, and it scratched it. And then I had to go to a business meeting, and I just kept drinking water because, obviously, I had scratches in my throat. It was hard to talk. My voice kept going out. And now I'm doing a three-hour radio show. My voice is fine. What's the difference? I came home, and I started sucking on my... My doctor suggests colloidal silver lozenges. The cherry one is my favorite flavor, and I sucked on it like 10 of them. And I've done them during every ad break of the show, and my voice is hanging in there, even though it's still a kind of a scratchy feeling. I know I scratched my throat. Anyway, thank you, my doctor suggests colloidal silver lozenges. You're the greatest. Silver destroys bacteria, viruses, and yeast. The silver slowly and consistently destroys the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. And I'll throw in, it even heals it when you have a scratch in your throat. So I'm living proof. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but I urge you, I don't suggest, I urge you to try these remarkable magical lozenges today, 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com, tell them Wayne sent you, and get 10% off. Thank you, my doctor suggests. All right, we've got our guest here, James Hurston, every Tuesday afternoon. That's why I know it's Tuesday. It's Tuesday at 4:37 in Vegas. That means we got James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, law professor, expertise, entertainment industry. His website, jameshurston.com. We love to have him on. Hey, James, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, great to be with you. How are you?
I'm doing great. We wanted to talk a little bit about Roger Stone. Who's ripping the FBI raid, as well he should. And he says fewer men were used to take down Pablo Escobar or Osama bin Laden than taking down him. It was 29, according to him. 29 SWAT FBI agents came sliding into his house and grabbed him in his underwear and bare feet and grabbed his wife and threw her out of the house. And they were wearing night vision goggles and armored, self-defense and big weapons. And the whole thing is ridiculous. All they had to do is call him up and say, turn yourself in at 1 o'clock tomorrow, right?
No, absolutely. Look, this is a guy with no criminal record, 66-year-old man with no passport. And the big thing is he's not charged with any kind of serious crime, the kind of crime that involves bodily injury or threat to the community. And the normal thing to do, this is called white-collar crime, he has a lawyer, and you call his lawyer, and you say, could you please meet us at the courthouse? And that's the way it's done, but not with the Mueller team. They did this with Manafort. They did it with Cohen. And it's really, but the thing that is really strange is that someone leaked to CNN. So CNN had an exclusive. And this brings up something important, that Tucker Carlson said this. He said that this raid and the fact that CNN was alone there shows they're not covering the Mueller investigation or Robert Mueller. They're working with the Mueller investigation and Robert Mueller. That is an unholy situation, and that just underscores just another in the many counts in the indictment against CNN for breach of journalism.
Yeah, and today there was a report, and I guess it was Roger Stone's report. I don't know if it was from him. I can't remember. But somebody reported that CNN, showed very clearly the arrest of Stone, but they edited out that his wife was basically thrown outside in her underwear and her bare feet, and that the FBI agents had her standing outside, and treated her rather rudely. And that makes sense because, the FBI was there, and the CNN cameramen were there on the same team. They're all part of the same team. They don't want to show anything that would make it look bad. They only want to make Roger Stone look bad, President Trump look bad. So I just find the whole thing to be absolutely ridiculous. And you're a law professor. You know more than me. This should not happen in America. This is not Dillinger. This is not Capone, right?
No, it's an abusive process. It is really embarrassing. And believe me, the rank and file of the FBI, a great organization, are questioning their leadership in Christopher Wray, that he would allow this sort of thing. Roger Stone's wife is disabled. She's hearing impaired. Apparently, they didn't take that into account. And the ordeal for Roger Stone continues at this moment, because he just recently said that his house is surrounded by left-wing thugs, probably on the payroll of some goofy left-wing organization, and his wife is in fear of her physical safety. And this is the kind of life that Roger Stone has had to lead. It is outrageous. And I read the indictment as a lawyer. And the interesting part is you read it, and there's all this flowery language. These indictments by Mueller's group read like a teenage magazine. They're filled with flowery language. If you actually read what they say about Stone, there is no crime there. The only crimes that they're alleging are these crimes that were created by the Mueller investigation, meaning lying to Congress, et cetera. And Stone's lies are from a braggadocious guy who is trying to impress the Trump campaign. That's what he lied about, claiming to have some kind of back channel to WikiLeaks, which he didn't have because his information was wrong. And the information that he bragged about had already been made public by Julian Assange. So it's just, prosecutorial harassment. That's all it is.
You know, I mentioned on my show last night, you know, James Hurston is not only a lawyer, but a law professor and expert on the law, and I'm not. You know, I was pre-law at Columbia University, and that was 35 years ago, and I play a lawyer on TV and commercials, but I'm not a lawyer. And so I mentioned on my show last night, and I just want to get your take on it, just that there never was an original crime, there was no Russian collusion, but this guy goes out with the power of, the power of a god, Robert Mueller, more power than the President of the United States, to do anything he wants and take the investigation anywhere he wants to take it, and he goes out and he interviews people and he asks them questions, and evidently he's got recordings of everything they said on their phones. So he asks you, and if you say one thing wrong, he says you lied, and he puts you in jail and threatens you with the rest of your life, again, effectively for these older guys like Roger Stone and Paul Manafort, the rest of your life in prison, never seeing your loved ones again. And the only crime was there was no original crime. They called you in to interview you, and they found a crime by interviewing you. That's insane. Am I right that that's kind of what's going on here?
No, that's exactly what's going on, because other than Manafort, all of the crimes have been processed crimes created by the investigation. The other guy in the crosshairs of Mueller is Jerome Corsi, an author and pundit who worked with Roger Stone. So that indictment is likely to happen. And I think these are coming in because supposedly the acting attorney general Whitaker says that Mueller is in the process of wrapping up his investigation. But the reason that he's wrapping up is because he knows that William Barr is coming in. And people who I really trust, like Joe DeGeneva, say William Barr is the real deal. He's going to clamp down where Rod Rosenstein wasn't the real deal and allowed this thing to go crazy. And so that's why Mueller is going to wrap up. But he's going to write a report that, you know, somebody like Adam Schiff will say is clearly filled with impeachable crimes. And there's going to be a battle royale in the House of Representatives as to whether or not they actually successfully impeach in the House, knowing that they wouldn't be able to succeed in the Senate.
All right, let's talk about some other big topics in the news. President Trump has granted a pre-Super Bowl interview to CBS. Now, why would he do that? Oh, I guess CBS is the network that has the Super Bowl, but still, why would you ever reward CBS? I guess just because you know they've got the most eyeballs that are about to tune in for the Super Bowl? That would probably be the reason I would do it, right? That's about it.
Yeah, I think it could be that. I mean, some people would speculate to say, you know, Trump has recently had some tweets for the first time that criticized Fox News. And the pre-Super Bowl interview was done by Fox in the past. I mean, Bill O'Reilly did one with President Obama before the Super Bowl. But it's probably just more a negotiation with CBS. And Margaret Brennan, who sometimes hosts Face the Nation, who, as far as, you know, these Sunday shows goes, she's not quite as bad as, say, Chuck Todd or George Stephanopoulos. So I'm sure the White House just figured, okay, this is, like you had said, this is going to be a ton of eyeballs, and the president can make his case for border security with a huge audience right before he does the State of the Union. In fact, only 2 days before the State of the Union. So I think it's a good move for the president. And, you know, I believe that the president can handle himself in that interview. Don't you?
Yeah, boy, are they going to be out to get him, though. That's all I can tell you. Boy, will they be out
to get him. Well, they all are, so he knows it.
All right. Well, he's good. He can handle it. When we get back, I want to talk about the tax strategy behind Joe and Micah's Florida studio. I saw that article, by the way, James Harrison, in the newspaper, and immediately when I saw it, I knew instantly. I knew they both live in either New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut, and all of a sudden they're doing their TV show from their home studio in a second home in Florida. It's about taxes. Liberals are such pathetic hypocrites and liars and frauds. They all live in gated estates. Well, they don't want a wall or walled estates, and they want to pay zero state income tax. Well, they tell you you should pay higher taxes. We'll get to all of that when we get back. More with James Hurson. Website jamesherson.com. I'm Wayne Allen Root, RootForAmerica.com, and we'll be right back with more with James. And in 15 minutes, it's time for Newsmax TV. We'll see you in a second. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
I'm Wade Allen Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
War Now.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. If you're among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care, I've got the answer. I've got the solution. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. It's called Christian Health Sharing. There are no networks. You choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. There are no windows. There is no limited enrollment period. There are no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I'm a member. My children are members. It's my third year. I've saved $54,000 over that three-year period, and they reimbursed me $2,000 out of $2,500 for a dental bill for my son, and I had three doctor visits in late 2018, and guess what? All three doctors took Liberty HealthShare and no fee for any of them. Starts at $107 a month for assist. So in other words, no copay. Because they were considered wellness visits, and they were my first ones of the year. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. It's the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-585-4237, or lightyourliberty.com, lightyourliberty.com. All right, let's get back to James Herson. James, you there?
I am here.
All right, so let's talk about the tax strategy behind Joe and Micah's Florida studio. It's no different than Wayne Root's tax strategy because I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and so I pay zero state income tax instead of living in California, where it would be 13.5% or so, instead of living in New York, where it's even higher when you add up the city tax, the state tax, and all the other taxes. New York's number one in the country for taxes. And so they wanted to get the hell out of Connecticut, which I know is right up there with New York, and so they're paying Florida income tax, which is zero. That's why they do their show part of the year, I think 160 days of the year in Florida.
Yeah, I mean, as bad and disingenuous as Joe and Mika are, people probably don't realize they're wealthy. They're very wealthy. Joe Scarborough makes reportedly $8 million a year. And so when you're wealthy, you can afford really good accountants. And good accountants tell people, hey, you know, if you're making good money and you go to a state where the income tax is either low or, as in your case, Wayne, in Nevada, where it's zero, in Texas, where it's zero, you save a lot of money. You know, Joe Scarborough's probably saving $500,000 a year by residing in Florida legally. And these states don't let you just come and visit and make it a legal residency. They track you. They want to know that you're there a significant amount of the time. Now, Scarborough and Mika claimed that they were going to Florida. They told the network it was for family, and that's why they did this whole deception. This thing leaked out. They were doing their show with backdrops that looked like they were in Washington, D.C., and they were really in a home studio in near Newsmax's headquarters in Palm Beach County. And so this is something the wealthy do. You know, Bono from U2 got in trouble a few years ago because it came out this guy's out there promoting all kinds of international projects, urging the United States to spend more money. When it comes to taxing people, Bono never seems to be concerned about taxpayers. But when it comes to his band, U2, they moved their headquarters to the Netherlands.
Right. Well, you pay zero. Zero on licensing, right? Licensing deals.
That's right. It had to do with royalties, and he was able to pay zero. And this was after Ireland actually cut their tax, primarily because of people like Bono. But what it shows, and the good thing about this, and even though these people are hypocrites, maybe they show the reason that people are leaving states like Illinois and leaving states like New York and California and going to states where the tax is lower, because people do like the idea of being able to spend their own money. And so that's a normal human impulse. So what happens often with taxes, kind of like the tax that Ocasio-Cortez suggests, she says, well, we're going to get 70% from people who make more than $10 million. Well, they have good accountants. How much revenue will that really produce? Probably close to zero.
Right, of course. But there's the other half of it, by the way. We're talking to James Herson. He's a best-selling author, New York Times best-selling author, law professor, expertise, entertainment industry. His website's jamesherson.com. James, on one hand, the rich will pay very little taxes when you charge 70% above, you know, millions and millions and millions of income. But on the other hand, it always migrates to the middle class. They need the money, and there's no money in the rich. And the rich have those good accounts, as you pointed out, so you got to tax the middle class. So you're cutting your own throat when you vote for higher taxes. But I will tell you one thing. I had this comment on Twitter the other day. I've never, ever liked raising anyone's taxes, richer than me or not. But maybe, just maybe, they've convinced me. Let's put some sort of tax on the super rich and use the money to build the wall. I'd love to know what the liberals say about that one. They're always for taxes, so what can they say? I want to tax the rich, rich to build the wall.
It's immoral.
Right,
it's
that's
immoral.
What they say. Exactly.
We can't build the wall.
We got to tax Tom Steyer and Warren Buffett and Bill Gates and all the rich guys to build the wall. That's exactly what we should do. Just a tiny tax, not Ocasio-Cortez's 70% tax, like a 1% surcharge till you raise $25 billion to build the wall. Middle class shouldn't have to pay for it. Let the really super rich pay for it. They got all the money in the world. Is that the point Democrats make? All right, James Harrison, thank you. Thanks, buddy. Thanks for coming on. Have yourself a great week.
Thanks for having me.
All right, always great to have James Harrison in the studio. James Harrison. .com is the website. I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Warren Allyn. We're coming right back with Newsmax TV in 3, 2, 1. Newsmax coming up now.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Me too.